Sunday Lesson Help. Sunday Lessons. This month's topic, becoming more Christ-like. At the right place, at the right time. Have you ever had someone tell you that something you did or said was just what they needed? Sometimes this happens because Heavenly Father sent you at just the right moment to help. You were in tune with the Spirit, so you could recognize that prompting from Heavenly Father. Stay worthy and willing to help. You never know when He'll need you to be someone's angel. Here are two stories of people who did just that.
The Parking Ticket by Fatima Rocha Gutierrez. I went to the movies with some friends of mine from church. When we entered the mall, we were given a ticket for the parking lot. After the movie ended, we realized that we had lost the parking ticket. At first, we thought we could just pay for the ticket, but none of us had the 180 pesos needed for the fine. The consequence of not paying for the parking was leaving the car at the mall to get towed, which would have been even more expensive. Despair overcame my friends, especially the one who was driving, since the car belonged to his father. I stepped away to say a prayer. I asked Heavenly Father with all my faith and humility to provide us a way to resolve our problem and return safely to our homes. I will never forget what happened just seconds after I finished my prayer. As I was walking back toward the car, someone behind me started calling my name. It was Francisco, a friend from high school. He asked what I was doing, and I told him what had happened. Without hesitation, he got out his wallet and gave me enough money to pay for the lost ticket. This act of kindness was an immediate response to my supplications to Heavenly Father. Francisco may never know what a great help he was, but I know that I will be deeply grateful for the rest of my life. Sometimes the ways Heavenly Father answers our prayers are surprising, but coincidences don't exist. Our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ know us perfectly and move the threads of our lives. I know that when we live righteously, we enjoy countless blessings that only Heavenly Father can grant us, including His promise to us that if we do these things, we shall be lifted up at the last day. Alma chapter 37, verse 37. Fatima Rocha Gutierrez lives in Baja California, Mexico.
A Timely Phone Call by Chen Ching Chuan. Growing up, I didn't believe there was a God. My life was full of turmoil, and in my darkest days, I was depressed enough that I wanted to end my life. That was when the missionaries came knocking on my door. The gospel was exactly what I needed. I was drawn to it like a magnet. My trials didn't end after I joined the church, but I was in a better position to resist the influence of the adversary. For the first time, I knew what happiness felt like. However, depression didn't loosen its grip easily. At one point, I wanted to give up again. At that moment, Sister Ting, the bishop's wife, called. She told me she had a feeling she needed to call me. She asked how I was doing. I bore my soul to her. To me, she was an angel sent by God. That incident empowered me. My faith was strengthened. I felt like I could conquer death. I felt delivered, like it says in Alma 36, verses 2 and 3. They were in bondage, and none could deliver them except God. Whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials and their troubles and their afflictions, and shall be lifted up at the last day. I still have trials, but I will not be easily beaten again. God has supported me through all my trials and worries. He has saved me from spiritual prison and bondage, even death. He is my Savior. Chen Ching Chuan lives in Taichung, Taiwan.
Sidebar: God watches over us. God does notice us, and He watches over us. But it is usually through another person that He meets our needs. Therefore, it is vital that we serve each other in the kingdom. President Spencer W. Kimball, Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Spencer W. Kimball, 2006, page 82. Join the conversation. Things to ponder for Sunday. How have you coped when disappointed or discouraged? How can God help us in times of trials? Things you might do. Prayerfully choose something you can do that might lift the spirits of someone in your class or quorum. Share your feelings about how you can help others at home, at church, or on social media at lds.org/go/help10NE. End of Sunday Lesson Help. At the right place, at the right time. Read by Van Farnworth.